Thank you.
Case number 10,564, David Seidel, east of Route 1, 1.7 miles south of York Beach Road, being lot 37 within King's Grant Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Your name and address, please.
David Seidel, 37 King's Grant, Fenwick, Delaware, 19944.
Do you swear or affirm testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I have two exhibits. I apologize. I only brought five copies.
That's okay.
One picture. Mm-hmm. In 2002, we requested from this body and received a variance from the side setback requirement to put a side addition on our house. The variance actually allowed us to build out to the property line. Denrec is the adjoining property owner, and Denrec has approved the current application. When we put the house on, if the picture's around being worth a thousand words, the deck in front of the extension was not brought out to be a straight line with the deck in front of the original house. And this is a variance to request an extension of the side setback requirement for 8 feet to allow the deck not to go over the property line, but to go out and square up with the original deck. The community is a highly regulated one, King's Grant. The community has approved it. I submitted and have a copy of that approval. The adjoining neighbors approved it, and Denrec has approved it. All the other decks in King's Grant are square. This was the only notched one, which was one of the reasons for requesting and receiving the community's approval for squaring out the deck.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Caton?
No, sir.
Okay. Somebody wants to say anything? Maybe these pictures coming down. I'm sorry. Square now. Oh, these are same. Yeah. Any further questions, Mr. Workman?
No.
For me, I'll wait till Mr. Hudson gets straight. Further questions, Mr. Hudson? I'll wait till Mr. Mills gets done. Any further questions, Mr. Mills?
No.
Excuse me. Hearing none? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none?
And I'm sorry. The office did receive two letters in opposition.
Okay.
Yes,
if you want to summarize it, if you could.
This is from Jennifer Griffin. She strongly objects to a variance request. This is his second variance. Why doesn't he buy a larger single-family home on the ocean rather than continuing to try to expand a townhome into dunes that further restrict the views that affect so many others? Let's face it, we all purchase property here to enjoy the view, as why should he benefit at our expense? You may say it's only a few feet, but every feet counts when you are looking between buildings at an angle. It is very clever of him to approach this matter at the time of year when homeowners are absent and unable to attend the meeting. I have already been affected by his first variance. Please do not approve another one. And that's from Jennifer Griffin.
She provide her address?
Sure. And it's 36764 Bayside Drive.
Do not know the author of the letter, nor do I know where Bayside Drive is.
And then there was another one from Sherry and Jeffrey Benler, excuse me. They are writing to object to the variance. As former owners at King's Grant on the Bayside, we attend the Homeowners Association board meeting about 6 years ago when he and his attorney presented their case for their first variance to build sideways and backwards onto his townhome. He put up a tremendous amount of money to be given in gratitude to the association if they approved his request at that time, which they did. The following year, we sold our townhome in Kings Grant and moved just next door to a single home at 36348 Coastal Highway, paying quite a bit more for a home on the bay, but also with ocean views between Kings Grant and Queen's Quest, which is the precise location that Mr. Seidel requested variance to obstruct. We are very concerned that further expansion will dramatically eliminate our view of the ocean and therefore considerably affect our property value. The deck in itself poses a problem, as well as the addition on future deck umbrellas and other deck furniture. We're asking that the variance be denied.
Okay.
I understand the first owner isn't even a King's Grant.
What's the address?
She is 36764 Bayside Drive.
What town?
Fenwick Island.
King's Grant, as you may know, is probably the skinniest part of the island. There's Route 1, there's King's Grant on the ocean side, there's King's Grant on the bayside, so I do not know where this Bayside Drive Road is, nor do I know the individual, nor was I aware of any opposition. Mm-hmm. Probably should check the record.
Okay. All right. Is that all, Madam Secretary?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you.
They were given a notice, so they are a neighbor. 75. I can tell you where if you would like to know. Mm-hmm. That's just their mailing address. Well, I'm sorry, I can't.
For the record, Bayside Drive is not far from Route 54.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they could see. Queen's Quest, I'm the southernmost of all the King's Grant. There is a fire break, and Denrec owns that swath of land between it, and then there's Queen's Quest. So I don't know how 54 is a good mile down the road. I don't know how someone down there could.
Just because it's her address doesn't mean that she doesn't own property there in King's
Correct.
Grant.
But this looks like where she lives. There's the site and there's the parcel.
Yeah.
Up the road
a while.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Who's to say she doesn't own property in King's Grant?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Nobody against this last one.
No.
That's pretty dreadful on that one.
No, she went against it then. So, okay, hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion. He had no opposition before, so.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10564. I've looked at it, and I can't see where it would affect the visibility of anybody on the bayside or the ocean view. It would make reasonable use of the existing property. Certainly, I don't believe it alters central character of the neighborhood and for the rest of the events.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,564. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passed. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.